This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michael Lewin, longtime Democratic activist and strategist. He is a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, and he's a former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. We want to get his thoughts on the whole Twitter scandal involving New York Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner, what's likely to happen, how the Democratic leadership is probably responding to this, and, of course, what the reaction is like back in Weiner's Brooklyn district. And that, of course, is where Michael hails from. So Michael's got a lot of different insights to share on this. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Happy to be here today.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Let's start in the district, actually. We know it's obviously a pretty strong Democratic district. It was Chuck Schumer's district before it was Anthony Weiner's. And so there's never really been a tough race there in quite a while. But judging on what you know of how things run in Brooklyn, is this something that the folks are likely to be saying, regardless of his politics that we tend to agree with, this is unacceptable, or will most people try to separate the two?
Well, it's unclear, but it is certainly unacceptable whether or not people will forgive and forget in the year and a half or so we have until the election remains to be seen. It is a very Democratic district, so whether or not Weiner resigns or were to lose, he would lose in the primary, not to a Republican. So the seat would remain Democratic in all probability. The bigger problem for Weiner in his district is the next election is going to be in a district that will be redrawn because of reapportionment. And you might recall back in 1992, we were in the midst of the congressional check-writing scandal. Mm-hmm. And more than one New York congressman was involved in that scandal. And their districts were dramatically redrawn, and they ended up not coming back to Congress, though they were indeed replaced by Republicans. So Weiner's greatest problem may not be his constituents. It may be the governor and the legislature in Albany who will be drawing these new lines with this scandal in mind.
Yeah, certainly true. From what we're hearing, it'll be one district eliminated upstate and one in the city.
That's precisely right. And, you know, now you may have exactly the right guy to eliminate.
Well, it could be very interesting to see. What's your sense right now, Michael, based on who's spoken out and what they've said as to whether or not he'll even be around to be on the ballot a year and a half from now?
Well, it's hard to say. What I know of him personally is that he is indeed a fighter, and my guess is he will try to ride out the storm. Others who have gotten involved in somewhat similar scandals, at least sex scandals, some have ridden it out, others have quickly resigned. I think the danger for Weiner inside the Congress is that Nancy Pelosi has agreed to the Republicans' call for an ethics investigation. The problem here is, given the nature of the crime, this social media event, all of his emails will probably be carefully looked at by the Ethics Committee. And you know, all of us say things in email, friend to friend, that are funny between two people that know each other, but not so funny when outsiders take a look at it. And the opportunity for leaking some damaging and embarrassing information is very, very high. So I don't know what Anthony Weiner has done or hasn't done with his congressional email accounts, but my guess is there are some things on there that he would just as soon not have made public. None of us would. And he has to carefully consider whether or not he wants to go through the indignity of a ethics committee investigation and the what will clearly be leaks from that committee to the mainstream and also the social media out there, which frankly are gunning for him right now. He took them on quite directly last week, and even though he is now proven to be a liar, I suspect these folks are going to be gunning for him.
Couple quick follow-ups based on what you just said, Michael. First of all, there's a sense among some Democrats out there that Weiner might not risk his own district if the district still exists for Democrats, but others could potentially be tainted by it. They point to how the Mark Foley situation really hurt Republicans in the final couple of months of the 2006 midterm elections. Others say, well, how is the actions of one congressman from Brooklyn going to impact a Democratic member of Congress from some other state? What's your sense on that? Is there a tendency to paint with a broad brush, or is it usually isolated to the offending member?
Foley certainly was painted with a broad brush, but that scandal broke a lot closer to the election in 2006, and I think Republicans were already well on their way to losing the Congress before the Mark Foley scandal broke. My guess here is it would be fairly narrow. If he were to resign, it would not make a difference at all. If he's still on the ballot and survives a Democratic primary, I think it'll be fine. Others have gone on, most recently Senator David Vitter, who got caught in an embarrassing situation some years back, Congressman Barney Frank, and, you know, for better or worse, there's a long list of members of Congress who have been caught up in personal scandals, infidelities, embarrassing situations. It hurts everyone in the Congress, to be sure, Democrats and Republicans, but generally speaking, it only impacts their own election.
Hmm. You also mentioned, of course, that Nancy Pelosi has agreed to the launch of this ethics investigation, and a lot of times, whether or not someone's tenure in Congress is in jeopardy is kind of the watch on what their own party is doing. You can have as many members of the other party howling as you want, but it's when members of your own party, and especially those with some authority, start speaking out and heading down that road that things seem to really be in trouble. So how big of a move is it that Pelosi has done this?
Oh, I think it's huge. I'm not privy to what went on here, but I'm only guessing that over the last week, Congressman Wiener assured Pelosi and other leadership, Democrats in the leadership, that he was the victim of a prank, as he called it. And as it turns out, he was lying to everybody, including his own leadership. Nancy Pelosi had every right to, agree with the Republicans that this ought to be investigated. She is insulating her own party against this scandal. It's the right thing for her to do as the leader of the Democratic Party. And my guess is she's quite disappointed and probably even quite angry at Anthony Weiner today.
Obviously, it calls for a lot of speculation, but as this investigation kicks off, and ethics probes can take any variety of time from pretty short to relatively lengthy, obviously the longer this plays out and he doesn't resign, probably the stronger shape he's in. So what's your sense? If he survives the month, is he probably going to hang on? If he survives the summer?
I really think he's going to have to think long and hard about what might be uncovered in email and other sort of modern communication devices that might have been on his congressional account. If they're on a personal Facebook or Twitter, what's done is done. But if there was some sense that he was using congressional or taxpayer paid for communication devices, or for that matter, using staff, and by the way, I'm not saying he was. I take him at his word at his press conference that he did not use any government-sanctioned media outlets or communication outlets. He could be fine, but only he can answer that question in his own mind. And if there's nothing there, my guess is he'll tough it out. If there's more to this story that's yet to be told, my guess is he might quietly resign. I don't know which is the best course of action for him because, frankly, I don't know what he did or didn't do. I must say he has been a very good member of Congress, leaving aside whatever a listener might think of his ideology. He's smart, hardworking, thoughtful, and a very forceful advocate for his progressive positions. We need more guys like him in the Congress, unfortunately, like so many in over time and certainly in recent days. He has this awful Achilles heel, which caught up with him in a very big and embarrassing way this last week.
Certainly did. Michael, we'll keep watching. I know you will. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, listen, one word of advice to all members of Congress, do not use Facebook or Twitter. This is why we have press secretaries and communication directors. You got to save these guys from themselves sometimes, so pass that word, Greg.
Yes, or at least let the press secretaries manage your accounts.
Yes, absolutely.
If nothing else. Michael, always great to be with you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Michael Lewin, a longtime Democratic activist and strategist. He's now a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.